Anugrahaya for the special favor Vidmaha, we understand. Translation, the associates of Lord Vishnu in Vaikuntha offered this prayer. O Lord, our supreme giver of shelter, today we have seen your wonderful form as Lord Nrsimhadev, meant for the good fortune of all the world. O Lord, we can understand that Hiranyakashipu was the same Jaya who engaged in your service, but was cursed by Brahmanas, and who thus received the body of a demon. We understand that his having now been killed is your special mercy upon him. Purport. Hiranyakashipu's coming to this earth and acting as the Lord's enemy was prearranged. Jai and Vijay were cursed by the Brahmanas, Sanaka, Sanat Kumara, Sananda, and Sanatana, because Jai and Vijay checked these four Kumaras. The Lord accepted this cursing of his servants and agreed that they would have to go to the material world and would then return to Vaikuntha after serving the term of the curse. Jai and Vijay were very much perturbed, but the Lord advised them to act as enemies, for then they will return after three births. Otherwise, ordinarily, they would have to take seven births. With this authority, Jai and Vijay acted as the Lord's enemies, and now that these two were dead, all the Vishnudutas understood that the Lord's killing of Hiranyakashipu was special mercy bestowed upon them. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purport of the seventh canto, a chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled, Lord Nrsimhadeva Slays the King of the Demons. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The best for the last. The Vishnuduta speaking. Different demigods were glorifying Lord Nrsimhadev, but then the inhabitants of Vaikuntha, because everybody was saying, okay, we are very grateful that you killed this demon, we were perturbed by him, and you are giving us great favor by killing this demon, so we are your servants, and our service was disturbed by this demon. Now you killed him, now we regain our position again as your servants. But the Vaikuntha Vasis, they were not perturbed by Hiranyakashipu. They are in Vaikuntha, they can't do anything there. So what they are praying is that they are giving some insight that the others probably didn't know. The other, they just saw a demon. Thank Lord for killing him, you know. We are relieved. But the Vaikuntha Vasis, they are giving more profound understanding of the Nrsimha Lila. They are saying, no, this is not ordinary demon, you know. This is a special demon. He was a devotee. Both of them, both brothers, Jai and Vijay, but they were doorkeepers at Vaikuntha Lok. But they were cursed because they stopped the Kumaras from entering Vaikuntha. You're small children. Go do some tapasya, some bhakti, then when you get perfected, you will come to Vaikuntha. Now, it's not enough time for you to do sadhana, to come to Vaikuntha. Of course, they were great sages, but they decided to remain children because Lord Brahma, their father, asked them to get married and they didn't want to. So they refused. So it is said that's the only instruction you can not follow. Either your father or guru. You can. Of course, Brahma was pleased, but his intention was that the universe needed to be populated. So for the Kumaras wanted to remain Nashtika Brahmacharis. So they decided to remain as small children forever by mystic power. So when they hear the glories of Lord of Vaikuntha from Narad Muni, they wanted to have darshan. They were eager to have darshan. But the Jai Vijay stopped them. No, you can't go. And of course they got angry, but that anger is not mundane or material because they were eager to see the Lord. So that was not ordinary anger, you know. So in that spiritual anger, they cursed Jai Vijay. You don't know who we are. You are not qualified to be here. Go down to the material world. Jai Vijay were trembling in fear, you know. I mean, so when the Lord appeared, they immediately took shelter. Oh Lord, please protect us from this curse, you know. So the four Kumaras saw the Lord. They smelled the tulsi flowers and leaves from his lotus feet. They immediately became transcendental pure devotees. Immediately. So they offered prayers to the Lord and they regretted cursing his servants. So they offered to withdraw the curse. Withdraw it. The Lord said, no, no. You are great sages. Your word must come true. Huh? Whatever you say has a purpose. So it must come true. But I'm offering my servants the choice to be born in the material world, either 3 times as demons or 7 times as devotees. They can choose whatever they want. Of course, the both of them, Jai Vijay, discussed a little bit before deciding, and they came to the conclusion that the Lord is offering us to go back to Vaikuntha faster as demons than devotees. Why is that? Oh, he must want to fight and kill demons. So they offered to the Lord, please give us a very evil mentality so we can give you a very good fight. That was their decision. Not just to come back faster, of course that was there too. I mean, the Lord offered to come faster as demon because he wanted them to be demon. They understood that. And they surrendered. Yeah, whatever pleases the Lord, we want to do. Now, if we want to find more about this Leela, it's very interesting actually, that Jai Vijay, before they got liberation in Vaikuntha, they were 2 demons. Madhu and Kaitava. Confirmed. Hare Krishna. So, that's in the Bhagavatam commentary by Vallabhacharya. He mentioned that. Adidaityas, he mentioned the word Adidaitya means that these are original demons. And first demon were Madhu and Kaitava. The Bhagavatam, I mean, the stories in the Mahabharat, also Devi Bhagavat and Kalikarna Purana, also the story of the Madhu and Kaitava. When Arjuna addressed Krishna as Madhusudan, you know, he's referring that Krishna is the original Vishnu because Vishnu killed these demons. So the pastime is that after Lord Vishnu created Brahma from his navel, he took a little rest, a little nap. And from his ear, some wax was in his ear, and from that wax, 2 demons were born, Madhu and Kaitava. So they start to meditate on Lakshmi to get some boon, some blessing. For 1,000 years, they were meditating. So they got some power from Lakshmi. She offered boon. They asked, we only want to die when we want to, not before. So she gave the blessing. Okay. So they felt very powerful and they went to attack Brahma. And they stole from him the Vedas. They stole from Brahma. Brahma was helpless, a very powerful demon. He could not kill them because of the blessing. So he went to Lord Vishnu for help. Lord Vishnu was sleeping. So he offered prayers and Jash, Nitai Gaura Desham, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Prabhupada said we can offer this, chant this mantra here in this temple. Nitai Gaura Radhesham Jai Krishna Balaram. Haribo. Isn't authorized. Anyway, so but Lord Vishnu wasn't awakening. So Brahma was in despair what to do. So he prayed to Yoga Nidra Devi. This is another form of Lakshmi also. It's an expansion of Lakshmi. So he prayed to her, please awaken the Lord, you know. So she was pleased with Brahma and she awakened the Lord. So yawning, the Lord Vishnu wake up and saw Brahma. Yes, what's the problem? And he mentioned everything. Please help me to get back the Vedas, kill these demons. So he took the form of Hayagriva with the horse head. And he fought this demon for 5,000 years. Many years. He couldn't kill them because they got the boon from Lakshmi. So he consulted with Lakshmi. I mean, he asked for a little rest from the fight. Demons say, okay, you can take a little rest from the fight, you know. They were very proud that they could not be defeated by Vishnu. So Lord Vishnu, as Hayagriva, consulted with Lakshmi and they came with a plan. So the plan was that the Lord told the demons, since you got the blessing from Lakshmi, now you can ask blessing for me also. They said, no, you are too weak to ask blessing from. We don't need your blessing. We already got the best blessing. Oh, so you got great blessing from Lakshmi. Can you then give me one blessing to me? Oh, of course we can give you anything we want. They were very proud. Ask anything you want. So Lord Vishnu said, okay, I want you to die. That's how we could kill them. That was the only way. And then they became Jai Vijay because they were, you know, the Lord, after killing them, they got liberation. They became Jai Vijay. So since they have some experience being demons, you know, when you apply for a job, they ask you, do you have any experience? If you got some experience, you will get easier the job, you know. So since Jai Bijai, they already have some experience being demons, Lord Vishnu thought, oh, they may do a better job, you know, as demons. As Hiranyaksha, the three birds, no? Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, Ravana, Kumbhakarna, then Shishupala, and Dantavakra. That's the three times. So the Vishnu, Parshada, Vishnu Dutas, they are saying that this is a great mercy given to Hiranyakashipu by killing him. Because in that way, he will take, no? First is gone, so only two left. And that is not in every creation. Only one time happened. Not every creation, they have to come. No, no. Only one time, that's it, finish. So now, since the name Madhusudana refers to killing the demon Madhu, but not only to that. Very interestingly, the original commentator of the Bhagavatam, who's the original commentator of the Bhagavatam? Who? No, who's the original commentator of the Bhagavatam? Sridhar Swami. Yeah, Sridhar Swami. He mentioned that the word Madhu may have different meanings. One of the meaning is ahankar, false ego. Because everybody like his ego as honey. Another meaning of madhu is also honey. So everybody protects his false ego very nicely. The ego, false ego, is seated on the heart, covering the soul. So everybody is like this ego, like honey, you know. So when the Lord and the heart enlightening the soul with the torchlight of knowledge, as Chaita Guru, he destroyed this madhu, this false ego. Very nice explanation. And also, Srila Rupa Goswami explains in his Vidagdha Madhava that a pastime that madhu can mean Krishna, which is more sweet than honey, and also madhu can mean bumblebee, who's after honey. So there is one pastime he described there, that once Radha Krishna and the gopis, gopas were there, and one bumblebee mistook Radharani's face to be a lotus flower. So he was after her face. So Radharani told Krishna, please chase away this madhu who is disturbing me. So Krishna asked his friend, I think it was Madhu Mangal, if I'm not mistaken, please chase away this madhu. So Madhu Mangal chased him away, you know, and then came back and said, madhu is gone, madhu is gone. So Radharani took the word madhu, meaning Krishna. So she started to cry, oh, Krishna left me. He was next to her, but she started to feel separation. Oh, even like that, oh, madhu, Krishna left, he's not coming. She started crying. When Krishna saw how much love she has for him, he also started crying. And from both tears, this Kunda, Prema Sarovar, was created. So Krishna understood, now is the time, Radharani wants to feel my separation, now is the time for me to go to Mathura. That was the conclusion of the Leela, of the pastime. So, we can learn many lessons from this Leela and the Srimad Bhagavatam. And the lesson is, Krishna always gives protection to his surrendered servant. Always. He promised that he will always protect the surrendered servant. For example, in the Mahabharata, we know that Bhishmadev, he promised Duryodhan to fight so severely against Krishna that he will force Krishna to break his promise not to fight. And why he did this, why he made this promise to Duryodhan? Because Duryodhana was heartbroken. Because what happened is, what happened was that when always Duryodhana was hammering Bhishmadev, you are not fighting as a true Kshatriya, you have still love for the Pandavas. What kind of Kshatriya are you? He was always teasing him, you know. So he got to make him angry, you know. Finally he made him very angry. He said, he took five arrows, he said, with these five arrows, powerful with powerful mantras, tomorrow I'm gonna kill the five Pandavas with them. Duryodhana was in ecstasy. Oh, finally, you know, I'm going to become the emperor of the world. And he gave the five arrows to Duryodhan for safekeeping. Tomorrow you have to give to me. Of course, Krishna is omniscient. He knows everything. He sent Duryodhana at night to Duryodhana's camp. Go there and ask him to give you the five arrows. Now the question is, why will Duryodhana will give five arrows to Arjuna? He doesn't have to. But there is a reason he was forced to do it. When the Pandavas were in exile in the forest, Duryodhana came with his ministers and friends to laugh at the Pandavas. He came with his army and they entered the forest making big noise. One Gandharva was taking bath in the river with his wives. They get disturbed by the noise and dust. So he came and challenged Duryodhana for a fight, and he defeated him, killed all his soldiers. Karna was wounded. He left Duryodhana, you know, flew away. So the Gandharva tied up Duryodhana with a rope as a prisoner. So one wounded soldier went to the Pandavas' camp and said what happened. Then Bhim said, he deserved that. Let him suffer, you know. Arjuna said, yes, he came to laugh at us. Let him suffer. But Yudhishthir didn't agree. No. We are cousins. We may have problems between ourselves. But if a third party comes to disturb, we have to do something. So Arjuna, I want you to go and release him. Go immediately. He has to obey his elder brother. So he went, he fought the Gandharva. Gandharva was pleased with Arjuna. He was a very great hero. And he gave him some celestial weapons and everything. They became friends. And okay, take Duryodhana, do whatever you like. So Duryodhana told Arjuna, because you released me from this Gandharva, I'm willing to give you anything you want. And Arjuna said, in the future I will ask, not now. Okay. So that's why he asked, when he went, Krishna knew everything, so he sent him there. When he went to Duryodhana, said, I need to ask the boon now, you offered me. Yes, give me the 5 arrows. He has to give. So Krishna broke the 5 arrows. Next day, when Bhishmadev came to ask for 5 arrows, Duryodhana was completely, you know, heartbroken. So to encourage him, he said, okay, I will fight so strongly against Arjuna, I will force Krishna to break his promise. So he was happy with that. So he was, and he did fulfill his promise. He was wounding Arjuna all over with his arrow. Arjuna was desperate. Even Krishna was wounded. But of course, because his pure devotee was throwing arrow, Krishna accepted them as flower offering. Flower offering, you know. It's difficult to understand this. Only devotees can understand this rasa, between the Lord and his devotees. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Acharya and Madhurya Ras, he gave the example that husband, wife, lover, they sometimes may push each other lovingly, not to harm, but, you know, some bite even something. But that is taken as pleasure, not as something bad. If it is willingly, of course. But that's mundane, of course. But the idea was that Krishna was enjoying the arrows of Bhishmadev like an offering of flower because of the Kshatriya mood between them, you know, the heroism, you know, chivalry. Krishna was enjoying. Krishna's Rasaraj, he enjoyed all the rasas. And Radharani's Mahabhav, she has the greatest ecstasy. Yesterday, Sachinandana Maharaj, he was saying that there is bhakti without nectar and bhakti with nectar. So we should be greedy after nectar. And it is true, we should be greedy after nectar. And what's the nectar? Read nectar of instruction, nectar of devotion. There is plenty nectar there. We should try to imbibe that spirit of surrender with love, to Krishna. Great devotees like the gopis, they don't care for their own happiness. They care for Krishna's happiness. That is their greatness. Remember the story when Krishna has a headache in Dwarka? Narad Muni came to see, oh Lord, there is any problem? Yes, yes, I have big headache. Of course, Krishna doesn't have material body, he can't have headache. But Narada understood the purpose. The Lord wants to teach us something. So he went along. Oh my Lord, how can I relieve you from your headache? Oh, only if you bring the dust from the pure devotee's feet and put on my forehead, that's the only thing that can cure me. So Narada Muni went to the Dwarkavasis, please give me the dust. What? You want us to go to hell? Krishna is Paramatma. If we do that, we go to hell. Forget it. So he went to Vrindavan, asked the gopis. They asked about Krishna's well-being. When they heard, immediately they collected all the dust and gave to Narad. Please hurry up. Give to Krishna to be relieved. Narada was surprised. You know what will be the reaction to do this? He said, yes, we know, hell. You don't care. No, we can be forever in hell if Krishna is happy. That is prem, that is real love. So, in one sense, at the beginning of our Krishna consciousness, devotee want to be happy. I want to be happy doing Krishna seva, you know, Harinam, I want to feel happiness, I want nectar, you know. That's okay, because if you don't get that, you will look for material happiness. Because the soul by nature is pleasure seeking, is after happiness. So it's good to look for real happiness. Once I was giving lecture in one university in San Antonio, Texas, USA. One student challenged me. He said, can you truly, honestly say that you are happy? He challenged like that. And I told him, to be honest with you, I know where real happiness is. And I'm walking toward it. And that walking makes me very happy. He said, thank you. That's a very honest answer. If you're looking water in the desert, that's the wrong place to look. Isn't it? You're looking the wrong place. You have to go to the forest. You will find waterfalls, streams. So if you're looking for the right place, that's give you happiness. You know I'm looking in the right place. But actually in the more advanced stage of Krishna consciousness, one only wants to please Krishna. Doesn't care for his own happiness. And that gives the person a lot of happiness. If Krishna is pleased, then what else we can ask for? I think last year I was giving one Bhagavatam class here in Vrindavan, and one Russian lady asked me this question. Why Krishna like us to chant his name? Like, okay. What is the reason Krishna like us to chant his name? And I told her, in the Maha Mantra Hare Krishna, Hare is Radharani. When we say Hare, that is very pleasing to Krishna. And when we say Krishna, that is very pleasing to Radharani. So we are chanting, we please both Radha and Krishna. And that should be the purpose of chanting. To please Radha and Krishna. Of course, if Krishna is pleased, then naturally we will also be happy, you know. So that, but that should be the mood. Not I want to chant to feel happy. No. We automatically will be happy if our desire is to please Radha and Krishna. That's the idea. That's the nectar where the nectar is. Is there any question or comment? Pass the mic, please. He's here. He's going there. Okay. He didn't see you. Yeah, yes, of course. That is Jagai Madai, but that is extra lila. That is how you call when you do a good job. They promote you. No, what is that? They give you a raise or you get a better position. You know, promotion, a promotion. So because they did a very nice job as demons, they got a promotion to Chaitanya Lila, Gora Lila. From Vaikuntha Prema to Goloka Prema. Get good promotion. Hare Krishna. Give the mic to him, please. Here. Prabhu. No question of Satya Yuga. This pastime of Hiranyakashipu and Narsingha didn't happen in this planet. It happened in heavenly planets. And there is no Kali Yuga or Dwapara Yuga. This is only for earthly planet. So there is always in the goodness. Because since the beginning of creation, there are devatas and asuras. That's the way it is. And Krishna shows anger to protect his devotees when they are in danger. That is his lila. That's why he has Sudarshan Chakra and Gada, the mace, to chastise the demons. And the conch and the flower is to bless the devotees. So that form of the Lord is eternal. So that means eternally there are demons and material world is also an eternal, but it's created, destroyed, then created again like that. To give opportunities to all fallen souls to become Krishna conscious and go back to God. That's the main purpose of creation. Secondary purpose is to give facility to all rebellious soul to enjoy separately from Krishna. Once Prabhupada was asked by a disciple, Prabhupada, is it true that Krishna created the material world so we can enjoy separately? Prabhupada said, yes. Then the devotee said, Krishna is not fulfilling because we are suffering like anything. Prabhupada laughed. He said, Krishna is not giving any guarantee that you will be happy in the material world. You can try, but there is no guarantee. And Krishna saying in the Bhagavad Gita, Dukkalayam Ashashvatam, is a temporary place full of suffering. So why waste time for material happiness? Rather, look for a spiritual happiness. That's more intelligent. Hare Krishna. Yes, the Mataji there, please give the mic.
My question was about the response of Jaya and Vijay when they found out that they would have to take birth as demons for three lifetimes and they would have to leave Vaikuntha and come into this material world. Yeah. So as practicing devotees, sometimes, of course, we understand that we don't really want to ask Krishna for any material benedictions,
yeah,
but we are praying for spiritual, for the removal of spiritual obstacles and also for so many spiritual aspirations and desires that we may have in our heart. Sometimes in the course of those prayers, there is also Krishna's desire, which is on the other side.
Yes.
So between those prayers and surrender to Krishna's desire, where is that fine line? Because sometimes when I pray and I'm begging every day, then it seems like I'm bringing out my own desires in front of Krishna and saying, Krishna, please, this is what I want.
Yeah.
It's Krishna's desire. So where is that balance between my desire and Krishna's desire?
Very good question, thank you. Prabhupada told once, you have your plans, I have my plans, but Krishna has his plans. That's why we have the saying, Man proposes and God disposes. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati always to say, we are going to do this if Krishna so desire. So we should always remember that my dear Lord, you know better than me what is best for me. So, and the devotee's attitude is, tattenu kampam shushamikshama no bunjana evatma kritam vipakam ridabhavudhibhidhan namaste jivetayo muktipade sadaya bhag. That's the prayer of Lord Brahma, the 10th canto. He said, devotee's attitude is always patiently waiting for the Lord's mercy, no? Bestowed upon him. And even the problems and suffering in the life, he also takes as Krishna's mercy, because devotees know, because of my past misdeed, I shall be suffering even more. But Krishna is so kind, since I'm trying to be Krishna conscious, he's diminishing what I actually deserve. So with that mentality, devotee keep engaged in devotional service to please Krishna. So that is the whole idea, to please Krishna. So if Krishna, when we pray to Krishna, we should pray with the feeling that I am helpless, you are my only shelter. Actual bhakti begins not by, okay, offer what you eat, offer what you do, give charity to me. That's karma mishra bhakti, that bhakti mixed with karma. But real bhakti is when we offer ourselves to Krishna. Not just I bring this, but offer first ourselves to Krishna. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he prayed, Manasa deho geho yo kichumur, arpilun tu apade Nanda Kishore. My dear Krishna, Nanda Kishore, I offer you my mind, my body, my home, everything belongs to you. I'm only your servant. So when we have this mentality, then what we desire something, it is even for our spiritual progress or overcome some difficulty, we should always do it with the idea that is to do better service to Krishna. So we can have a more clean heart to offer something better to Krishna, to please him. So that's be always the ultimate goal of any help or blessing we may ask from Krishna. So we can become better servants to please him. Yes, the Mataji behind you is...
Thank you, Maharaj. I'm going to talk over the question of the Mataji. Short, to put it briefly, Arjumadas Prabhu gave some nice workshops about the subject, the power of prayers. And one thing I remember is that when you pray Krishna, always start with, Krishna, if you so desire, please allow me to go to Vrindavan or something else. But Krishna, if you so desire, please, etc.
Yeah, that of course, I just said that. Thank you very much for confirming it. Hare Krishna. Haribol. Any other question or comment? Correction also is okay. Yes.
Give the best thing to pray for.
Wait for the mic. What is the best thing to pray for? Okay. we should pray most importantly from the heart. Have to be very sincere. That's the most important thing. Prabhupada said, the most important thing is sincerity of purpose. Sometimes we may pray, but I mean, we have to follow, you know, what is that? You must put your money where you put your words. There's a saying, an American saying that...
Money where you
are. Yeah, right. So, if we pray to Krishna and then do something else, then we are not honest or sincere in our prayers. One should pray according to his level of spiritual advance. And of course, we should always have in mind whatever we pray is to please Krishna. My dear Lord, allow me to be a better servant for you. Allow me to become your eternal servant. Please accept me as your own. That's the beginning of bhakti, that we accept Krishna as our only shelter, only protector, and only provider. Besides Krishna, we have no other shelter. Manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mam evasya satyam te pratijane priyosime. So we shall pray to become pure devotees. But if we pray like that, but we don't follow suit, then Krishna said, oh, he's not praying seriously. Understand what I mean? Okay, I want to become pure devotee. Please, I want to surrender to you. But then I want to do some mundane activities for sense enjoyment. Then I'm contradicting myself. That means Krishna wants to see our sincerity. And how we show Krishna our sincerity is by making an effort to engage in devotional service with the proper mentality to please Krishna. As a humble servant. That's very important. That's very important. Not we say something, then I forgot what I prayed for. Then that's true. Yes. The Mataji here, please.
And when we pray to Krishna to be the humble servant, and then Krishna gives us the lesson to be the humble servant, it may not be so pleasant.
Yes, because we still have our false ego. The false ego may get hurt sometime. Krishna may put some test to show us how conditioned we still are. So that's Krishna. We have to accept to eat the humble pie sometime to understand that we are not as advanced as we thought we are advanced. That requires a lot of honesty, you know, and sincerity to pray to Krishna, please show me where I am and how can from that position make further advancement to please you, to please my Guru Maharaj. Yes. No. Actually, prayer have three aspects. For example, we pray to Tulasi Devi. First, we offer some glorification. Tulasi Krishna prayers. You are very dear to Krishna. We are offer glorification. We offer first obeisance. Namo Nama Tulasi. We offer first obeisance. Then glorification. You are very dear to Krishna. And then we ask for some favor. Also make me Dambasi, you know. Whoever takes shelter of you, become inhabitants of Vrindavan, please also make me Brajabasi too. So first, obeisances, then glorification, prayer, and third, you ask some boon. That's the way to do it. According to the acharyas and the shastra.
I'd like to tell a story.
If it is short and sweet.
Because Narada Muni one day was visiting Lord Vishnu. And many people were asking Lord Vishnu for different things. Please help my business. Lord Vishnu, my daughter needs to be married. Vishnu arranged. One bhakta came. He said, please give me your praying bhakti. Lord Vishnu said, wait over that. Another person said, my house is falling down. I have no money to repair it. Vishnu gave. Then another bhakta came. He said, I want your praying bhakti. Your praying service with your praying bhakti. He said, okay, sit over.
Yeah, immediately. Of course.
If they wait, then it proves to me they're sincere.
Of course. Very important point. Thank you for telling the story, Keshianta Prabhu, that we have to be very patient in devotional service. Sometimes due to lack of patience, because devotee has to be patient, engage in devotional service, expecting Krishna's mercy in any given day, whenever he wants, you know. And one has to patiently, you know, suffer whatever reaction may come as Krishna's mercy, and don't stop doing seva. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said very important things: nama ruchi, jivedaya, vaishnava seva. Develop taste for chanting Harinam. Jivedaya, be compassionate to those who have forgotten Krishna. And Vaishnava Seva, have a service attitude toward the Vaishnava. This very three very important things Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. So we have to be enthusiastic but also patient. So Krishna put to test his devotee. Oh, you want prema? Okay, let's see if you deserve it. Let's put you to test. Generally, people don't know what to ask from Krishna. I've seen people here, even in Vrindavan. I've seen one person praying very sincerely, you know, to the deities, you know, Radha Modar. So, getting out, I asked him, "Oh, I saw you were praying with feeling. Can you please tell me what you was asking for?" He said, "Oh, I lost my job, so I'm asking the Lord, please help me to find a better job soon, you know. I have family to maintain and all this." So, they are bhaktas, they are devotees, no doubt. But that is not pure devotion. That is not pure devotion. I mean, he's honest that he's in that position. Of course, at least they go to Krishna, they don't go to any devata, demigod to ask for favor. Krishna appreciate that they are pious, you know. Krishna loves them also. They have some feeling, love for Krishna, so they ask him what they need. That's natural. But sometimes we devotee try to imitate very advanced devotee. We pray, "Oh, I want to have, you know, Krishna prema." Okay, that's good. That is good. But we should practice what we are praying for. That's very important. Like, there is one story, one old lady. She lived in the hill, and every evening she will carry firewood on her back to cook and to heat up herself. And so she has to carry this, you know, bundle of, you know, firewood. And one, she was very pious lady. So once she almost arrived at her home, and the bundle fell from her back, you know, all the way down the hill. And she sat there crying, "I'm so tired, I'm so old. I can't go down to collect this fire. Please, God, help me. I'm helpless. Please, please, please." She cried for so long. She heard the voice of the Lord. "Oh, my dear, how can I help you? Please tell me. Oh, please put back the bundle on my back so I can reach home." She couldn't have said, "Please take me to Vaikuntha." Engage me in your service. So generally speaking, people don't know what to ask the Lord. So when they ask something trivial, okay, get it. Like that. I remember when I joined the Hare Krishna movement in South America back in the 70s, mid-73, some new people start coming in church, chanting, japa and everything. And one man, he said, I have a business, and since I'm chanting Hare Krishna, my business went up. You know, I'm very happy with this chanting. Another young boy who came, he said, oh, since I'm chanting Japa, Hare Krishna, I have even more success with the young girls. It's very good. So people may chant for different purpose, you know. You know, when you chant Nama Paradha, chant with offenses, the holy name can satisfy your material desires. The holy name can give you your material desires. Nama Basa can give you freedom, liberation. Only Shuddhanam can give us Krishna prayer. So we should chant to please Krishna and Radharani. That's the main purpose. If they are pleased, what else we can ask? Naturally, we'll be feel satisfied. No? Yes, please pass the mic.
I want to know, how do we understand if Krishna is pleased?
How do we know if Krishna is pleased? That is a very important question. Thank you for asking it. Because sometimes devotees have this doubt, am I pleasing Krishna with my service or not? How can I know? That's a very good question. And remember the prayer, yasya prasadat bhagavat prasada, yasya prasadat nagati kutopi. If the spiritual master is pleased, then Krishna is pleased. And if the guru is displeased, then Krishna is displeased. It's that simple. And how we can please the guru? By following his instruction. To engage in bhakti. By hearing, chanting, remembering Prabhupada's four regulative principles, 16 rounds. And do some seva. Once devotees brought one bhakta to Mayapur to see Prabhupada. Prabhupada talked to the bhakta, new devotee. He asked him, how many rounds you're chanting? The man said, I'm chanting 8 rounds, Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, why you are not chanting 16? The man said, well, Prabhupada, devotees give me too much service. I have no time to chant more than that. Prabhupada told him, then you just eat, sleep, and chant 16 rounds. Don't do anything else. Meaning Prabhupada didn't accept any excuse. Of course, you don't need all day to chant 16 rounds. You know, may take 2-3 hours at most. But meaning Prabhupada didn't accept excuse. Even new devotees, you should chant more. And 16 is the minimum, not the maximum. We take it as the maximum. Oh, finally, I finished 16. Okay. I can do anything I want now. Prabhupada did imitation of the devotee once. Oh, I finished my 16 round. I can do anything I want now. No, we should chant more. That's the minimum. We should read more. If you go to the doctor and he give you medicine and you come back, medicine not having effect. The doctor said, this is the proper medicine for you. Then double the dose. Double the dose. Increase the dose. If we are having difficulties in our spiritual life, what we shall do? Go for some other process. May help us, you know, some new age thing. Maybe may help some therapy. May help us. One brother in Texas, he told me the story that he stopped chanting japa. He was having problems, mental, emotional problems. So he went to one psychologist for help. Not devotee, just a regular person. So after he talked to him everything, he told the devotee, I hear this, that chanting mantras is very helpful. Are you not chanting your mantras? You know? You should do it. So sometimes Krishna may speak through the mouth of any person to teach us something. Hare Krishna. So, thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanandi Haribo. His own is Bhakti.